From Celebrity Lane, we welcome the man himself, Jaden Forster. Good morning, Jaden.
Good morning.
So Andrew O'Keefe, he's had obviously troubled times of late over the past 12 months or so. What's the latest on him?
Yes, well, he was in court again yesterday, although he didn't actually appear in court. It was all done remotely through his lawyer. But he's now entered a plea on new domestic violence charges. He was released from a police cell on Saturday. And at that particular time, he said that he would be fighting those charges. And that's exactly what he's doing. He entered a plea yesterday of not guilty to four charges, including assault and breaching an AVO. He's accused of spitting and scratching a woman's arm, spitting at and scratching a woman's arm, allegedly during an argument in her apartment in Sydney last Friday. Apparently, after the incident happened, he felt a bit dizzy and was taken off to hospital, but later arrested and then charged, of course. So now, after being cleared of other separate domestic violence charges in June on the grounds of mental health, he'll now be back before a judge to fight these new charges, but he won't actually have that day in court for some time. The matter's not set to come back into the courts until August of next year.
Troubles going on. What's Elton done? Elton's done himself a mischief by the sound of it.
Yeah, well, he's done his hip, the poor bugger. He had a fall at the end of his summer break and has had quite a lot of pain in his hip since then, so much to the point that he actually says he's been having problems actually getting around. So he now needs to go in and have an operation to make sure that there's no long-term problems or complications, I guess, and so he can move freely without pain. He put out a statement overnight telling his fans that as a result of all of this, he's going to have to move the rest of the dates on his farewell tour of the UK and Europe to 2023. But the show will actually go on momentarily because he's actually due to play the big Global Citizen charity concert, a big 24-hour gig on the 25th of September, which he says that he will actually continue to do because he doesn't want to let a charity down, first and foremost, and plus the demand on his body is sort of not really that bad. It's not a three-hour concert or anything. It's just five songs. So after that, he'll go off and he'll get the operation with the plan to get back on stage in New Orleans come January of next year.
Yeah, I don't know what long-term means when you're about 75 anyway, but that's another story. So it's not so much a case of hippie-hippie shake as hippie-hippie break in Elton's particular instance. Jimmy Barnes has a setback in selling his house. Poor fella.
Yeah, no, it's been a thing that's been going on now for a couple of months. Their place in Sydney, just near the airport, went on the market about a month or two ago, and the plan was to auction it off last Saturday, the 11th of September, but it hasn't been reported in anywhere, and the real estate website still has that particular date on there. It didn't go ahead, though. It was called off, of course, due to the COVID restrictions that are in place up there, and I've since made some inquiries, and yesterday I was told that it will now be sold through private treaty, which is basically a fancy word for a normal sale between a buyer and a real estate agent. But when it went on the market, the original asking price was reported to be $4 million. But I've been told my information is that it will go for more than $4.5 million, which is a tidy profit given that they paid $1.4 million, I think it was, for back in 2014. So I think they may have a buyer lined up already, but either way, I don't think it'll be too long before that sold sticker gets slapped on that for sale sign.
All righty. Well, there you go. Hey, Jaden, thank you for that. You have a great weekend, a great week, and we'll talk again next Friday.
Pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Jaden Forster, Celebrity Lane, our entertainment expert on The Wake Up Call.